This is Barbara. May I help you?
Hey, Barbara. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call. I was on the phone with another client. Yeah, I didn't even listen to the voicemail yet. How can I help you?
Oh, well, you can just delete it because I was thinking we had an 11:30, but it was for noon today, and I apologize for the call. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem at all. Yeah, it's all good. So is this a good time for you, or do we need to reschedule?
No, it's a good time, and I'd like to get Gene in on the phone call. I'm going to go ahead and give him a call right now, and we'll merge the call.
Sounds great. Perfect.
All right. Hold on one moment. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gene's on the other line.
Perfect. Cool. Hi, nice to meet you, Gene. My name's Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Where are you located?
We're in Costa Mesa, California. I'm in Huntington Beach specifically.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it out there in Alaska? Cold?
Yes,
no,
today it is.
Today is really, really nice. It's probably 60, about 60, 65.
Right. My wife's always wanting to see those northern lights, you know, so we got to make the trip one day. Happy wife, happy life, you know.
Smart man.
Right. You know, yes, dear. That's my line, you know. But so have you did you guys talk about Google Guarantee though, Gene?
Yeah, she's briefed me a little bit.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is just kind of go through the whole thing again with you. That way you know exactly what it is. So basically Google Guarantee, it's a pay per lead service. The benefit of these leads through Google is they're only going to you. Okay, so you don't share the lead with other contractors. And I wanted to clarify, too, I'm not sure if I went over this with you, Barbara, but we don't send you the lead and you call them. They're going to actually call you directly. Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
you did mention them.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, also, here's the kicker. If you don't set an appointment with the lead, Gene, okay, or if they don't inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead. Okay?
If I don't make an appointment, I'm not charged for the lead?
Yes, sir, or if they don't inquire about price. Because what happens is all these calls coming through are on a Google recorded line. So what would happen, let's say they call and they're out of your radius or not a service you provide or they're selling you life insurance, whatever it is aside from an appointment, right, then you wouldn't be charged for that lead because it's an unqualified lead. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your lead fees for the roofing vertical would be at $24 per lead. That lead fee doesn't fluctuate, doesn't go up or down on you. Google is going to require a minimum budget. This is just for 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget. I just have to make you aware of the minimum. That's at $312. Okay.
So that now, $312, is that a monthly thing?
Yeah. So what that is that's 24 times 13, basically, would come out to 312. So that's basically guaranteeing you up to 13 leads. And yes, that would be a monthly thing.
So you pay the monthly thing, then you get a lead. You don't pay the monthly fee plus $24 a lead.
No, you just pay the monthly fee. And that fee rolls over. Like, let's say, for example, you took on one lead for the month, right? The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $312. You would only be charged for that one lead, $24. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I understand the math, but
Okay.
If you're paying up front $350 or whatever it is a month and you get one lead, then are you credited back the difference?
No. You would only, so basically the 312 in there has 13 leads in the bank, right? So if you took on all 13 leads the following month, you'd be charged the 312 to replenish your bank, right? If you only took on one lead, though, then you would only be charged $24 to replenish the 312. So it rolls over, if that makes sense.
Okay, so the bottom line is that you're paying a sign-up fee to get started, but then beyond that, all the money that gets paid is all for usable leads at $24 or $25 a lead.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And we don't charge you that minimum budget or the budget you set. Like I said, you can always go higher. But we don't charge you that until the application process has been done. And there is that one-time application fee of $250.
Okay.
So I just want to re-verify. I know I went over it with Barbara, but I just want to double-check. One reason they call it Google Guarantee is because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So let me just re-verify. The company is currently licensed and insured, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Also, any face-to-face employees, Gene, would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right, perfect. So background check's fine, you're licensed and insured, so you will qualify for the Google Guarantee program. Now, I submitted over to Barb _definitiveconstruction@yahoo.com the email with all the Google Guarantee stuff. Did you want me to send that to a different email too?
No.
No, okay, perfect. So we'll keep that as the email on file. Let me
hold on, I got a call.
Yeah, take your time.
Is this a contract, Daniel? Are we contracted for the year? No, we can just stop anytime
Sorry.
If you want.
Sorry, I'm back.
No contracts, correct. Oh, no
okay.
problem, Gina. Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if you were still there, Barbara. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
My next question, Gene, I wanted to know, are we adding both you and Barbara on as authorized users, like able to make any changes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Gene?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Got it. And Barbara?
My last name, S-C-H-O-F-I-E-L-D, Schofield.
Got it. All right. And that was with two O's, right? S-C-H-O-O.
One O. Nope. Yeah, Schofield, like Schofield Barracks.
Got it. All right, perfect. All right, so I got Barbara Schofield, Gene Brooks on here. The company name, so it's Definitive Construction, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
You want roofing on there, Gene?
I would list it as Definitive Construction as roofing and roofing because roofing is our primary function.
Got you. So Definitive Construction and roofing is how we want it listed. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. I have an address for you here, 13350 View Heights Way. That's in Anchorage, 99516. That's the one?
Yeah, that's not the mail. That's not the mailing address.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
That's the home office.
Gotcha. I think I have a mailing address here, too. P.O. Box 112042, Anchorage?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. So let me put that in the notes here for Perry.
99511.
99511. Okay. I'm glad you told me that. Let me change that. 99511. That's the zip code, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me see what else. This phone number, so the 907-727-2630, is that where you want the Google Guarantee leads calling through to?
Well, I don't know. I got that's Barb's number, and I don't know if she wants to take call night and day like I do. So I'm thinking that it'd be good for me to be getting the calls because I'll be answering night and day.
Okay.
But if she needs to get immediate notification that there's been a call come in, because if I miss it, she can catch it, or, well, if there's just any complications with me getting a call, she can do a follow-up. Like if, I don't know the best way for her to be notified, whether it be by phone, email, texting, I don't know, but she needs to get notice so that if for any reason I miss it, she can catch it.
So you have a tracking system with the Google Guarantee program? So every lead that comes through is tracked on that, and we send you an email. You could turn it on or off for the email updates because some clients just don't want a bunch of emails coming through. But we could turn it on where every time you get a lead, you get an email as well as the call. I think that's
the
best
route. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
do you check your emails all the time?
Oh, yeah, I have it, like, in my face all the time, yeah.
Okay.
Unless they can be texted, I mean, in case I have to run out or something, can they be texted instead of emailed, or can they be emailed and texted?
The text wouldn't work because for the Google Guarantee program, we could only set one phone for the lead to redirect to, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
when they call, it calls to one phone attached on file. So we can always change that number, but it would have to be an email notification.
Okay, that's fine.
That works?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you guys
all right, thank
do,
you.
If you ended up wanting to change the number, like you wanted it coming to you, Barbara, all you got to do is talk to Perry, and he'll make that happen for you. He'll be your guys' account
sure.
lead on this. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
so,
good.
Gene, what is your phone number? What do you want it directed to?
907-350-2630.
Okay.
2630.
2630. So 907-350-2630. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'll do too? Here, I'll make Barb the cell phone, so she will get text notifications from us. But I'm gonna make yours the Google Guarantee number. And then I'll make Perry aware. If we can make it work with text to you, Barb, we'll make it happen. Okay?
Oh, cute.
But
that's great.
Yeah, worst case scenario, though, it'll be via email. But I'll message him and see if we get those texts to come through to you as well. Okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So I got the number in there. Service radius, how far do you go, Gene, for new clients?
Just Anchorage only.
Okay, got it. Perfect. All right. And are you doing, is it all types of roofs?
Yeah.
Asphalt, metal
no
shingles?
Mobile.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, no mobile homes, though. And we can't differentiate that unless you can on the Google ad that, sorry, we don't accept mobile home. I don't know, Jane, how you want to do that, but Daniel, however you can keep mobile home people from calling where we, you know, wouldn't have to take our time to talk with them. But
I'll put
we
it
just
in the
can't work
for,
on them.
Perry. He is the, like, the genius with all that, right? But if a mobile home came through, it's not a service you guys provide, so that would be considered an unqualified lead, right? So I'll notate that for him, though. So he could spin it a certain way to try to not have them come through. You may still have some trickle through, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get it down, though. Okay. And let me see. So the next step to this, let me send you these text messages too, Gene. I want you to have my direct line and extension. And I'm also going to send you client support's phone number. One quick second here. All right, here comes the first one. Yeah, they have like a million texts on here now. It's crazy. Oh, it's under new client. Here it is. All right. Oh, just so you know too, Barb, so Perry's still going to be your guys' account lead on it, but he did – so he has somebody working with him closely now. Her name's Patricia, so you guys will get to know her as well. He's just kind of expanding his team there, you know?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So you guys will be in good hands, though.
All right.
All right. Now, so I sent you over those numbers, Gene. You should have my direct line and extension. And I sent you client support's phone number as well. For the $250 application fee, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, Gene, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address, is it the 13350 View Heights?
No.
Or is it the PO,
no.
PO box?
The PO box, yep.
Okay, got it. So let me change that in here.
Do you want my card number now?
In just one second. Let me just update the address here. Is it a...
Okay, I'm going to pull over.
Oh, okay. Take your time. Take your time. Eyes on the road. Do you guys get those northern lights out there? It's in Anchorage, right?
Oh, they go sometimes if the weather's, you know, correct, but... usually up like in Fairbanks or somewhere up further north, you can see them.
Yeah.
The first thing you need to know is there's no northern lights in the summer.
Got you. I remember it was like, what is it, October to like February or something? Is that right? I've looked it up before.
Yeah, it has to be dark.
Right.
It's daylight 24 hours a day right now in all of Alaska.
Got you. So it's got to be in the winter.
It doesn't get dark.
Got you. Okay. Man, that's crazy. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's crazy great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'd love to have light all day.
Well, we have light all day and all night right now.
Yeah, all day and all night, yeah. No, that's amazing. We have a kid. I coach football,
in fact,
too. We have a kid goes up to Alaska every year. He says he loves it, you know.
The summer, the sun doesn't go down at the northernmost part of Alaska. The sun doesn't even go below the horizon at this time of year.
Wow.
For 2 months.
Wow, that's amazing. You think it'd be
and
hotter
then,
then
in the winter, pardon?
I would think, like, it'd be hotter then, you know, if the sun's always out, like, but I don't know.
it does get up to 100 degrees in Fairbanks.
Oh,
and
it
up
does.
North.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just always pictured, like, that, ice hockey going on and, you know.
Yeah, and the indoor ice rink, yeah.
Yeah, too many movies, you know.
Yeah. You need to come to Alaska. We don't have
issues
either.
She wants those northern lights, so it's going to happen, you know. But, yeah, we'll see.
You'll love them. They're beautiful, man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you want to come see the northern lights in the middle of the winter.
Gotcha.
And you want to remember a name called Coldfoot.
Coldfoot.
Because that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to go to see it.
Okay. That's the spot right there, Coldfoot?
Yeah, you fly to Fairbanks, you rent a car, and you drive to Coldfoot.
Okay.
And then you stay at Coldfoot, and then you pray that there's no clouds so that you can see them.
Right. Got you.
Yeah, it's a whole day to get the Coldfoot, by the way.
Oh, man.
And when you see them, if you see them, you know, from the Coldfoot area, it's unforgettable. It's
right.
Absolutely unforgettable. It is truly a magic wonder of the world. And we don't get them in the rest of Alaska, mm-hmm. the southern parts of Alaska, even though we get northern lights, we don't get them with the intensity or the clarity that they get them up there.
Right.
And I know this because I lived up there one whole winter.
Got you.
And it was, it was off the charts. So if you're going to spend money specifically to come see the Northern Lights, that's where you want to go.
Cool. I already wrote
you don't
it
want
down.
To say, okay, you wouldn't say I'm going to go to Juneau or Anchorage and to see the Northern Lights, because
right.
you just wouldn't see them. And if you did see them, they'd be very, very, very minor.
Right,
you want
right.
to just go to the heart of it, which is Coldfoot. And then, you know, as long as you've got clear skies, your chances are pretty high that you'll see them. And when you see them, they will be more intense. And they'll just be off the chart. When you see them up there, it's inexplainable. They dance. They literally dance and change colors.
Wow.
And it's an unforgettable sight.
I've seen pictures because she told me. So when she first told me about these Northern Lights, I didn't know what the heck she's talking about. You know, so I Googled it and I'm looking at it. And I was like, wow, it looks awesome even in pictures. You know, so. Yeah.
Well, even if you see videos, I will guarantee you that being there is there is no substitute for being there.
Right.
It's just it literally it's a wonder of the world. It's
right.
one of the I don't know if it's listed as a wonder of the world, but it is a wonder of the world. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, man. I'm excited. I bet when I see it too, I'm gonna be like, oh, I see why Gene was so passionate about this. You know.
Yeah, well, just remember, you got to go to Coldfoot.
I already wrote it down. I got it in my coach's stuff, so I won't miss it.
And you can call them. They have a little hotel there. This is out in the middle of nowhere now. I mean, way out in the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't know. The closest services are probably 200 miles away. And if you've never driven in snow, it's really not a good idea. Snow and ice, it's really not a good idea to go do it, because without somebody that's used to driving on snow and ice, because a lot of the cars that get rented in Fairbanks end up in the ditch, and the ditches are so full of snow that some people die because their car goes off the road into the ditch and under the snow, and they freeze and nobody can find them because they can't see them.
Now you're making me not want to go.
You want to make sure that you got somebody that knows what snow and ice driving is all about.
Right. My wife grew up in Apple Valley, which is by like Big Bear, so she's probably the snow driving expert, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm willing to bet on it, you know, but
I'm not sure about this, but it may be an option to fly into Coldfoot.
Oh, okay.
That may be an option. I kind of think it is an option, but I don't know that for sure.
I just Googled it.
But you'd fly out of Fairbanks to Coldfoot, if that's an option.
Charter flight options may be available, is what it's.
All you got to do, all you got to do is call the Coldfoot Hotel, and they will tell you everything about everything and how to do it.
Okay, I got the plan. I'm going to sound like an expert,
right,
but maybe we need to stay at Coldfoot, you know? Yeah. Okay. So, let me jump back to the billing info. So, oh, man, I didn't update the PO box. I got lost in all the Northern Lights, you know?
You're dancing with the Northern Lights. Huh?
I'm dancing with them right now, you know? So, hold on. Let me change that again. All right. This time hit update. Okay, the card you're going to be using for the application fee, Gene, is it a Visa,
yep.
MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right, ready for that card number?
And I'm ready.
All right.
5305.
Mm-hmm.
2300.
Okay.
0001. 4815.
Expiration?
3/25.
325, and the three-digit code on the back.
5539.
All right, perfect. So what I'm doing now, I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to Patricia and Perry, and I'm processing the application fee. I am going to send you the application fee, too, in just one moment. Or, I mean, the
Can I ask how old you are?
33.
How long have you been married?
1 year. April 11th of last
year. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well,
we've been together
being as your wife
so,
wants,
you know.
Being as your wife wants to see it,
mm-hmm.
it would be a great anniversary gift.
Right. Well, so I planned this recent one. She has the next one. So probably the next year. We're like, we're flipping every other year.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but
nice.
You know. Oh, hold on. Let me add this to Perry and Patricia. No, that would score me some major brownie points. So I hear what you're saying, Gene. Right.
You are married.
I am.
You are definitely married if you get a score brownie point.
Definitely, man. I'm figuring it out. You know, my dad and mom, they've been married for like over like 40 years or whatever. And you know, I asked my dad, I was like, you know, what's the trick, you know? And he was like, man, you got to compromise, you know. You know, so I was like, all right, you know. So I just kind of
there's the five C's. You got to remember the five C's.
I'm ready for them. What are they?
Well, compromise is one of them.
Okay.
See if I can't ever remember them all because of my age, but there's cooperation, communication. I don't know. Barb probably threw in
Christ.
A couple here.
And Christ.
What?
Christ, right?
Oh, that's
Christ
good one.
Was number six.
Yeah.
Christ was number six.
Oh, we're big on that.
I mean, that's... Not to demean Christ. Christ is actually number one, but
right.
You know, for some people, they aren't going to swing that way. So
right.
There's a couple more C's. I might think of them before we're done here.
I'm sending you guys both the application form right now, too. Okay. Give me one quick second. So this application, okay, it's very, very important. It's going to get you in the Google Guarantee section. So you guys want to get it done, like, as soon as possible. I'm going to set up a client interview for you guys and Patricia in just 1 second. If you run into any, like, hiccups on it, right, she could help you push it through. But we have you guys fill it out just for security purposes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming to you both via text. And I'm going to send it via email to you, Barb. Okay?
Okay.
One quick sec here. On the email, it's just going to – I'm just going to reply with the form. It's just a link to it.
Okay.
1 second. Now, for the client interview, we block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually it just takes like 30 minutes, though, guys. Let me take a look at Patricia's availability.
Who's Patricia?
Patricia is going to be one of your account leads. Perry and Patricia man the Google Guarantee program. So she'll be your go-to.
Okay.
Like anytime you want to. Turn leads on or off, Perry and Patricia are the ones you want to talk to. Okay, and this client interview is so she can meet you guys. She'll go over with you, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. She'll get your tracking system set up for the Google Guarantee program, and she'll make sure that application gets pushed through for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
So the soonest appointment, give me a second. I know you guys got an hour on us, so let me see. So the soonest appointment is 7 a.m. tomorrow.
That's too early.
They also – she has an 11 a.m. Does that time work?
That'll work.
Okay.
Oh, you have an 11 – Dean, you have an 11 a.m. – a 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Okay.
Lusac and Park Hills Drive.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then you figure it out when you want it.
8 a.m., is that too early?
Yeah, it's too early.
Okay.
I get all my calls from my guys. Are you ready, Lee?
The next day on Thursday, she has a, let's see, an 11 a.m. and only a, what is this time, a 7 a.m. available.
You want to do 11 a.m. on Thursday?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to send you guys an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash on it, CI for client interview, EN for English, and it will say Google Guarantee on it. You and Patricia will both be added on it. Now, my other question, too, do you want her to call your number, Gene, or Barbara's, or get you guys on a three-way?
I mean, we'll work. She can call Barbara, and then Barbara can hook us up.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll do it like that. All right, give me one second here. And let me put your email in here too. Oh. Make sure I set this right. Okay. So it's set between 11 and 12 for Thursday, June 9th. I'm going to send over an hour before the appointment to you guys, just a text reminder that the appointment's coming, okay? In the meantime,
Alrighty.
That appointment, you guys just want to get the application as much finished as possible. That way we can push that through and get you in the Google Guarantee section, okay? If you ever have any questions, your main go-to is going to be Patricia or Perry. You guys can always call me directly, especially if you remember those five C's, Gene. I'll Google it, though, you know. But seriously, you guys can always reach me directly. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions for me in the meantime?
Yeah, I do. I need to know where the clients, the potential clients, are finding you or us. Where they're, what are they doing to find us? To
Good
find
question.
You to refer to us, or how do they? How does that work?
What's going to happen is they're going to type in, for example, HVAC contractors on Google. And if you do that search right now, what will happen is you're going to see three companies in the Google Guarantee section. Discount Mechanical, Diamond Heating Comfort Systems, and you'll see also Nick Heating currently has their leads off, but they're still showing up in that section. So when your leads are on, the green check mark will be on, and they'll call you directly from that Google Guarantee section. Now, they still can call you with the leads off as well. If that was to happen, Gene, then you wouldn't be charged for the lead even if you set an appointment. Does that make sense?
I didn't quite understand that.
If you do a search online, you'll see exactly what I mean.
Yep.
If you just Google HVAC contractors, at the very top, you'll see the Google Guarantee section.
Are you doing that, Barb?
Yep.
I'm driving.
So the HVAC contractors, do I click on, that says add next to it. Do I click on that?
Yes. No, well, give me one quick second because Patricia's messaging me right now. Hold on. It won't have an ad next to it, though. I'm sorry. It'll say Google Guarantee. It'll be like a green check mark. They're at the very top. So it should be Discount Mechanical Heating and Plumbing and Diamond Heating Comfort Systems right now, who has their leads on.
Okay. Okay, so I typed in HVAC contractors, right?
Yeah, HVAC contractors.
Okay, so I type. Oh, you know what? I didn't go to Google. Sorry. Google search. It has to be in Google search, though.
Right, right. It does have to be in Google because it's Google guaranteed. But it's the main place where people search, so should be really productive for you guys.
Okay, so I see Discount Mechanical, Diamond Heating, Connect Heating.
That's the one. So if you were Discount Mechanical, their number on there now, that's a Google rotating number, but that's going to forward to their phone. So the way these leads would come through is they'll see you guys up there, and they can click on the business, and it'll have, like, you guys will see it shows, like, their hours, like, their reviews, that they passed the background check, their license, they're insured, like all that good stuff too. But for the lead to come through, they don't just click and read. They have to actually call you.
Okay, so I see that 877 number there. That's your number then, right?
No, it's not even our number. It's provided directly from Google. It's a Google rotating number just so that those calls are actually are recorded through Google.
Mm-hmm. So when they type in HVAC, I mean, can they type in roofing? I need, you know, new roof in Anchorage.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I used the wrong category. I just had Patricia messaging me. So she's trying to see she wants me to she's seeing if Perry's going to do the client interview. So I was a little distracted. For you guys, though, it'd be roofing, yeah. So it'd be like best roofers, roofers near me, roofing contractors, et cetera. So you guys won't
mm-hmm.
show up for HVAC.
Right.
Does that answer your question, though, Gene? Kind of, sort of.
Well, she's the one that's seeing it visually, and I'm trying to drive and think about 100 things. So if she has it, she can transfer it to me.
Do you get what I'm saying, Barb, of how they'll see you on there and then call? Okay. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I used HVAC. Mm-hmm. I have your guys' category in here correctly. I just mentioned HVAC. I apologize.
Okay.
I just verified, too, your guys' client interview is still good for the same time we set. I was just double-checking that. So, again, that is going to be 11 a.m. on Thursday, and then you guys definitely want to get on top of that application form that we sent, okay?
Okay.
Any additional questions for me in the meantime?
Well, mm-hmm. I was hoping you could tell me just verbally, without tell me how people find us. You say they find us on Google. So does that mean that if they Google something like roofers in Anchorage,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to come up?
Yes, in the Google guarantee section, the very, very top.
That I thought the very, very top was AdWords.
No, the Google ads are below that, and that's pay-per-click. This is Google Guarantee. It's a new beta program that's been around just 2 years now. This is pay-per-lead.
I see.
It's way more
okay.
Beneficial because these have to be quality leads, and the leads only come through to you.
Okay.
So it's way different than Google ads. It's not pay-per-click.
But they're still Googling something that's bringing up
exactly.
Our company that they're going to click on.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And when they see our company, are they strictly going to only see a name? Are they going to see a name, a phone number? Are they going to see a name and any kind of statement about us? Or what are they going to see?
So what they're going to see
are they going to see five stars?
they will see your reviews, correct. So what will happen is they're going to see your business name. It's going to have the reviews. So your five-star rating, 4.8 rate, like, what, for example, the discount mechanical heating and plumbing, they're at 4.4, right? And then it'll have a Google guarantee check mark. It shows where they serve, and it has their hours. If they click on that before clicking to call you, right, then it has a whole, like, it shows everything you guys do. And it shows that you guys passed your background check, your license, you're insured, et cetera.
Okay.
Okay. You'll see when you stop, when you're in a place, Gene, to be able to stop. No, we help you with the reviews too. We'll give you a link to be able to send your clients automatically where they can add a review very easily. But the reviews don't, this isn't search engine optimization. Just to clarify, so this isn't like you wait like years and years to show up organically on the first page or anything like that, right? Or even the map section, which takes X amount of time and you rank higher and higher. A lot of that is predicated off of reviews. The Google guarantee section, when your leads are turned on, you're rotated at the top. When your leads are off, your check mark's off as well, but you don't have a lot of competition in that area. Or I'm sorry, I was searching HVAC though. Let me search roofers real quick. Yeah, still not. So in the area right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. 12 guys in the Google Guarantee section currently. Only two of them have their leads on. Action Roofing and Avalanche Construction Inc.
And there's 12 roofing companies in Anchorage listed?
In the Google Guarantee section. Yes, sir.
But they rotate. There's three that show, mm-hmm. and then however long they're there, then they rotate, right? And then are we always going to be seen, or are we going to be not be seen at some point?
So let's say you'd be the 13th one on there. So let's say all 13 have their leads on, right? Let's just say worst case scenario, you're at the bottom, like number 13, right? What would happen is when Avalanche gets a call, you're going to rotate to 12, okay? Then when Action gets a call, you rotate to 11. So it rotates. Google tries to bring all of the Google Guarantee companies X amount of leads. And you can always turn your leads off, too, if you're not taking calls or booked out or whatnot. If you do get a call while your leads are off, like only two of them have their leads on right now. If you do get a call with your leads off, then you're not charged for that lead.
Okay, gotcha. So when I see, when I'm looking at the top here and I see Action, Avalanche, and Anchorage Roofing, there, I see that two of them are turned on. It appears that Anchorage Roofing is not turned on because they don't have a little check mark there. So
right.
If there was more than two companies that had their leads turned on, would they all show up? So if there was six companies that had their leads turned on, would all six show up there?
No, only three show up in that Google Guarantee section.
Cool.
So that's why
okay, so there might be...
Showing. Like, if they all have their leads off, there would still be three businesses showing in that Google Guarantee section.
Okay, so when do we pop up? In a week, or how does that work? When would we show?
The first step, again, is we're doing the application process. So that's where we're submitting the license, the insurance, running the background check. Doing all that is going to get you on the Google Guarantee section. You're going to set with Patricia the lead. If you guys want to do the minimum, that's fine, or she could set a higher budget for you. But once your application process is done and you're on that Google Guarantee section, we turn your leads on and you rotate at the top.
And then how long do we stay there?
Until you get a call, right? And it depends. So let's say there's only two companies on there right now, like Avalanche and Action. Well, if Avalanche gets a call right now, they're still going to stay in the Google Guarantee section with their check mark on because there's only two with their leads on currently. I know it sounds like, it sounds kind of, you know, like a lot that I'm saying, but trust me, I have 100% retention rate on this Google Guarantee program. Like, it is a really, really good program, guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you'll see for yourself. I mean, there's no better lead program out there currently than Google Guarantee. Solely because
how many leads a month can we expect to get?
So that's what you're going to set with Patricia. If you do the minimum budget at the 312, that's only going to bring you in 13 leads, okay? But for example, if you guys wanted more leads, I think I talked to Barbara about a number I have in here. Give me a second. So for example, if you guys took on 40 leads, it would just be 24 times 40, which would equal out to 960, which would be 10 leads per week. So that's what you're going to set with Patricia, like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to follow you, but
trust me,
we don't need any 40 leads a week,
it,
that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. Once you guys get rolling on this and you see these leads coming through and the quality of them, you guys are going to absolutely love it. This is a great program, 100%.
Okay.
All right. So
I don't have any other questions. I guess we got to move forward.
Yeah. No. Anytime you guys have questions too, you could call me directly, or you guys are able to speak to Patricia or Perry. Your client interview with Patricia, it will be Patricia too. I was just verifying that with her. So that's going to be between 11 and 12 on Thursday. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Perfect. You guys have a great rest of your day. Congratulations again. Trust me, you guys will love this program. Get started on that application as soon as possible. If you run into any hiccups on it, Patricia will help you push it through on Thursday. Okay, guys?
Is that going to be a Zoom, or can we do it on the phone, or is there like a screen share that we need to be in or anything like that?
They do it via phone call, and then if needed, like, they send you like email instructions and all that good stuff. So they'll be able to walk you through anything you need. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Perfect, guys. Congratulations, okay? You guys have a great rest of your
day.
And look out for that call on Thursday, okay?
You too, Daniel. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys.
Enjoy the Northern Lights.
Yes, sir. I'll call you before I go, you know, just to make sure I'm going to the right spot, you know? But I'm excited about it, man. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.